Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Rock Ridge Volleyball. We're going to talk some ag, too, with Maya Freiermuth. But first up, Rock Ridge Volleyball. Things going pretty good so far this season. What have been the keys, Maya, to the Rocket success so far?
Rock Ridge Volleyball has been doing really well. I know we got a lot of players that want to be on the court, and it's very fun knowing that they're on the bench cheering for us. Everybody gets enthused in it, and also our student section has been huge this season already, coming to our away games and coming to our home games. And with their excitement, it just helps us get ready for the game. And also on the court, we do have a lot of talking going on, which is very key in having our opponents get down when we're on top.
Well, and you had a good tournament over the weekend, right? Hosted by Williamsfield. I think they played down at Carl Sandburg College, and three kids on all tournament teams. So what about the weekend for the Rockets?
The weekend went really well. We started out on Friday night winning both those games and came the next day, and we played a tough match with Macomb, and that put us down into the playing for third. And they were a good team, and they ended up winning the whole tournament. And so that we went 4-1 this weekend, which was really good, and we were really impressed with it. And we had the three kids on all tourney team, like you said. And they were Mackenzie Douglas for our middle, Nicole Seedam for our setter, and Olivia Drish for our outside.
Now, you told me off the air you play left side, so your role and responsibility on this Rocket volleyball team when you're on the court?
On the court, I guess I've always been talking all the time. Like, everybody tells me to keep talking because you just have to have a leader out there, and if somebody's going to take charge, I guess it's me, because I have a love for volleyball and want to play all the time. So when I'm out there, I'm always helping my teammates where to hit, where the open spots are, telling them to take the ball if somebody's right there. And also, I mean, you just got to look at them open spots when you're up front and be strong up there.
You said lead, so this is a perfect segue, right? So by leading, you are the president of the Rock Ridge FFA chapter. So what about that role and your responsibility? And I know ag is a big part of your life.
Yes. Just being the president of FFA is something I've dreamed of, just because, I mean, I think it's showing my chapter that I'm a good leader and always there for people if they ever need it when it comes to making decisions to improve our community or benefit our community. I love making those decisions just so the community knows that we always are looking out for them and thanking them for all that they give to us.
Well, I guess the other thing is I can tell very easily the FFA chapters that have great pride. And I can tell Rock Ridge has always been one of those. Why is that, you think?
I don't know. Our advisor, Mr. Hyatt, this is his last year. So we're trying to make the best year out of it. And our banquet's going to be super fun because he said we get to do whatever we want as long as it doesn't get him in trouble and we don't embarrass him.
You can roast him, but roast him on friendly terms. Yeah, Mr. Hyatt does a great job. And then you have one of the young Lloyd boys over there helping out now as well. So it's good to see him there. So you're active showing, and I think you told me off the air, when you say showing livestock, and you run the circuit, I think, all summer, Henry County, Mercer County, Rock Island County Fairs, and then the Illinois State Fair. How'd your summer go, and how do you make time for school, work, life on the farm, playing volleyball, being FFA president? How does that equation come together for you, I guess?
Well, I start in middle of May going to some jackpot shows for pigs, and then we did not go to the World Pork Expo this year because of the virus that broke out in OYE, and they canceled the expo, actually, and renamed it the Exposition. So they still had the pig show. They just didn't have all, like, the trade fair and vendors up there. And then I went to Henry County at the end of June, and then the second week in July I went to Mercer County, and then the week after that I went to Rock Island County. Then the week after that I also was a counselor at our Vacation Bible School in Loud Thunder for all of these kids in the community. And then I had a week, which that was very nice to get caught up. And then I had the Illinois State Fair on the second week of August. And then I came back, and it was the week of school. But during the whole summer, I just have a calendar that I keep, and I have each day I have planned out of what I need to get done in the morning, because I also work at the Rocket Stop at 2:30 to 6:30 most days, so I have to get up in the morning, get all of my pick stuff done, and then I have to be ready for work after that. And I don't know, it's a lot to handle, but I think I'm doing pretty well with it, and especially just, like, knowing that I still make time for my friends and I can still have a good time. I just have to keep everything organized.
All right, after you explained all that, I'm going to go home and take a nap now. So as we wrap up, I know we were talking a little bit off the air. You're looking at pursuing an ag career. You have not made up your mind what you're going to do next year school-wise, but you have a plan of attack in terms of what you want to do?
I'm looking to major in ag business with a minor in animal science. And I know Dan Hogue's been really trying to recruit me to Blackhawk East. Love that man. He's so nice. And I also might try to play volleyball. So looking to filling out my recruitment forms and looking for people, for places to go.
All right. That's awesome to hear. It's nice talking with Maya Friermuth again, president of the Rock Ridge FFA chapter, works at the Rocket Stop. How about that? Stop down and see her down there and get one of those energy drinks, and they'll punch your ticket, too. That's what Drake Schroeder always tells me. So stop down at the Rocket Stop. They're a fine WRMJ sponsor. And root on the Rockets in high school volleyball. They're off to a great start, and Maya Friermuth, one of the key players on that squad. Maya, nice visiting with you, and have a good senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.